hands up, let me see you get loose. This is going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Nathan Zagura back with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, alongside my main man, Mr. Jason Gibbs.
What up?
Gibbs, how are you?
Good, Zagura. How was the trip west?
The trip west was excellent. Thank you very much for asking.
I
was
How's
out
Pops
there.
How's Pops doing?
Pops is good. My dad got married over the weekend to a lovely woman named Sue, and we had a great time out there. Had the kids out there. Arden was the flower girl, and Bryce was the ring bearer. And it was really nice. Got to be with my uncle Zago from Tucson, who I don't get to see that often. And we just had all the family together. And my dad, you know, they did it very low key, which was cool. They got married at the Wente Winery out in Livermore. And Wente makes some good juice, as it were. And they rented out a room. They did it kind of in there. And it was basically the wedding was basically a very quick ceremony. And then
I'm a big fan of that.
And then just a giant feast. There was open bar all night and you know, great food. They had pork chop, king salmon, and a great steak, which I got. And you just kind of ate, drank, and was merry. And then we went back to my dad's room afterwards. He had a suite at the hotel and ended up getting into some big time scotches and some bourbons and just kind of threw it down and hung out. And my dad was really happy. And then the next day, played golf with my dad and Zago at the Wente Winery course, which is a Greg Norman course where you tee off of cliffs all the time.
Really?
It was gorgeous.
Eat you up?
Very tough. I played well. It's actually from the tees I played the golds, which basically were the blacks, which are the tournament tees, except for three holes. I think they were different. And it was rated 74, and the slope was in the low 140s. So
Woo-hoo!
So tough. I shot a 74, and I felt like I should have shot a little bit better. But I played one shot better than right now I'm a scratch one. I think the next time it changes, I'll be back to scratch. So I played right on my handicap, and it was awesome. I had an eagle, which Zago was very excited about, and we ended up in a tied match. It was me and Zago against my dad and Sue's brother Jim, and my dad was a 24. We just gave him a 24, so we got two on six holes, and he played the best that I've seen my dad play in, I mean, forever. So it was awesome. I told him that marriage seemed to suit him very, very well.
Good. Glad to hear that. Glad a good time was had by all, and now you're here for 3 days.
A good time was had by all.
And then vacation
yes,
again, buddy.
A good time was had by all, and then a great time will be had as I take my talents to Vegas.
Are you going to Goose?
I'm going to Vegas for my longest stint in history.
How many days?
Sunday to Friday.
That's a poor decision.
Too long?
Too long, man.
Too long.
I'm like 72-hour.
Oh, I'm a 72-hour max.
Yeah, I'm a 72-hour guy in Vegas.
Totally. But I'm meeting Vince Condi, friend of the show, will be there for the first half. And then I'm meeting up with my buddy Andy Sims. He brings all of his players out there. He's an NFL agent. He brings all his players out once a year, so I'll be with them. So I'm going to kind of like go.
Shenanigans will ensue.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go early week, kind of pool party-ish, and then kind of chill nights. And then when Sims comes to town, we'll rev it up a little bit.
So when does he come?
Sims gets there Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So you got a few days. Maybe go out and get some nice food.
Yeah,
get some
yeah.
Good meals.
Yeah. I've never seen. So that's going to be like early, and then and then it'll get.
What have you never seen?
I was going to say I think I might take in a Cirque du Soleil show at some point. I've never seen one of those.
The shows are pretty good, man. I saw the Blue Man Group there.
Uh-huh.
Who else have I seen? I saw the Water Cirque du Soleil. Pretty crazy. Pretty good.
Oh, the O. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at that one.
It was awesome.
Uh-huh. I was looking at that one.
Highly encouraged. Actually, when we were there, Tom Cruise was in our theater watching.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, my. You towered over him.
Never got a chance to get close. And I barely could see him because his bodyguards towered around him as well. But he was there.
Yeah.
There was a fervor in the crowd.
A fervor.
A fervor.
I love it.
I love Vegas, man. I have not
so
been
great.
In a few years, and it's.
What's your favorite place to eat or whatever?
you know, and I was just giving advice to one of our guys here that's going out for the first time. The youngins in our office were having a conversation about how it's not good to go to Vegas when you're in your 20s. You need to go when you're older. And I'm like, absolutely the wrong idea. You have to go when you're young. There's
you
so
gotta
much
go,
to do.
You've got
to
go both times.
Yeah, you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
There is an Italian restaurant off the strip.
Okay.
God, I cannot remember for the life of me, but it has literally been there for 60, 70 years. It's an institution. You walk in, it doesn't look like much. It's got like the red and white, you know, checkered tablecloths. But it is old
Paisan.
It is old school Italian, and anybody that's anybody, when they go to Vegas, the guy's got pictures. The whole restaurant is photos of people in his restaurant.
Okay, so it is.
So, like, De Niro goes there whenever he's in Vegas. Uh-huh. You know, it's a who's who when you walk in there. It'll cost you a little bit of cash, but it's not going to break your bank, and the food is all family style. So you go with some friends. God, literally, I was just telling him this, and I could not remember for the life of me the name of it. I'm going to have to go back and look.
Yeah, find it out.
Fantastic.
I'd like to find a little hole in a little gem.
Good vino.
Yeah.
Some good times.
I mean, you really can't go wrong in Vegas as far as food goes.
Oh, I agree. You're going to try to play golf with the wind?
No.
My buddy played golf there last week.
No golfing. It's going to be 106 degrees.
Come on.
So if I'm outdoors, I'm going to be in a pool.
Now, what pool?
I always like Tao. Obviously, MGM's got Wet Republic is good.
Love the MGM Lazy River, man.
Oh, the Lazy River's so strong.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's just, you know what what I would love Vegas to have?
What is
and maybe it does. Maybe I just don't even know about it. But how about like one just like BA water park? Like sick water slide. I love water slides. No? Like where you get booze and go on water slides, it just sounds great to me.
Yeah, it did. What's the place in the Bahamas?
Atlantis. The
water park, yeah.
Yeah.
If you had an Atlantis in the middle of the desert. Sorry,
that's what I'm talking about. Call. Yeah.
Yeah. If you had Atlantis in the desert.
Like, I loved Atlantis. That's where we went for the Mrs. wedding, and we were going crazy. So everybody's saying that the restaurant you were talking about is Batista's.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Okay.
It is phenomenal. Highly recommend it. It's one of the best it's the best secrets in Vegas. It's not on the strip. You got to drive to it, but it's not far off the strip. But
right.
It's down like one of those little roads that do branch off of the strip, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah, if there was going back to what you were saying, Atlantis would be perfect. Throw Atlantis right into the middle of Vegas would be unbelievable.
Oh. Cocktails.
Cocktails, water slides. And the Lazy River, Atlantis, by the way, is not for the lazy.
No. It's like almost rapidy.
It is. I have three scars. My friend Scott Monaco walked away with the nastiest bruise. Our friend Gary Novotny's wife ended up bloodied in the river. You could die in that river. I'm just going to put that out there. Do not, if you go to Atlantis and you have kids, do not let the kids go on that Lazy River without you. And if you do go on it with them, stay close to them at all times. Because when you do go through those rapid sections, what makes the rapids, I found out, my hip found out, and has the scar to prove it. So somebody bumped into me and pushed me up the wall and the side of one of those rapids, and I fell out. And so I'm trying to get back in the tube, but you're going down the rapid pretty quickly. And what makes the rapids are ginormous boulders. And I went hip first into one of these boulders.
Really?
And then I thought I was dying, and I leapt into my tube. And I feel like if I had ended up head first, so if you ended up head first under the water, which is possible, and hit that boulder, forget it.
Concussed.
Concussed. You could be unconscious, and then you're unconscious in water, which last time I checked is not good.
It's frowned upon.
It is frowned upon.
It's not like some – I don't even know – like. I don't know how family friendly Atlantis is. I think there are parts that are very family friendly, but it's not your little, oh, let's ride a water slide. Oh, let's go through the lazy. There's some intense rides at Atlantis.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yes, yeah. Very intense.
The water slides, you know, with the tunnel through like the shark
through
tank.
The sharks. And then on the backside of that is where you can race.
Oh, yeah.
And I told you what we did for the Mrs. wedding, right?
Uh-uh.
Oh, God, this was great. And I, of course, ended up being the champion. much to the Miz's chagrin. But what we did is we drew up a 16-man bracket.
Really?
And we monopolized that part of it, and we basically just went, we went 2-2, and then we'd go down, we'd all come back up, reseed the bracket, and just go through it.
Really?
That'd yeah.
be awesome.
Oh, it was great. It was too fun. Batista's is behind the Cromwell. Gordy will play the accordion for you. This people know this place, so this is not a...
No.
This is it's an institution.
Yeah.
The O Show in Vegas is amazing. One of the best shows I've seen. Thank you, Dustin.
See?
Yeah, I'm interested in that one. I think the best show that I saw in Vegas so far was Avenue Q.
Okay.
Which was like the adult Muppets.
I have not, didn't know anything about it.
It's like an adult Muppet show, basically, but it's very, like it has, you know, songs about what the internet is really for and all kinds of, it is very off color. It's very much grown up, but it's very good.
I like
very
that,
entertaining.
Though.
It's the guys who did, I'm pretty sure, I might be wrong about this, but I want to give the South Park guys credit for it, but I'm pretty sure.
I always wanted to see Seinfeld in Vegas.
I'll see Jerome.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the documentary Comedian?
No.
On him?
No.
Oh, and you're a big Jerry fan?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I don't, never heard of it.
It's called Comedian, and it's a documentary about his return to stand-up. And what is amazing to me about it is that you see how insecure even Jerry Seinfeld is. How all of these comedians are so insecure about their material. They're insecure about themselves.
Really?
It's fascinating. Yeah, it's called Comedian. I bet you could get it on Netflix, or you can certainly find it. It was a DVD when I saw it. It was a DVD, and it was it's eye-opening. And if you're a Seinfeld fan, you'll love it.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
Yeah, absolutely. You would love it. You would love it. Travis Wilson saying the Atlantis Rapids with a few cocktails is the best amusement park ride in the world. Finish it off with the Shark Tank slide. Absolutely, it was good, but it's dangerous. Don't.
It is not a fun little water park.
Don't let it fool you. It's serious there. It's serious. You can end up with hammerhead sharks if you fall out at one point. So keep that in mind.
I like it.
Yeah, keep that in mind. All right, we do have a couple things we want to talk about today, football wise, and we want to get your thoughts on it. 216-578-0850. I think right now the biggest story in the National Football League is Russell Wilson. And apparently it's come out from his negotiations that Russell Wilson wants to be the highest paid player in the NFL. So do you think that Russell Wilson should be the highest paid player in the NFL? Number one. Number two, do you think that he is even should be in the top 10 players paid in the NFL? Or is he even a top 10 quarterback? And we can talk about that in depth. I think, you know, I'll get to my opinion in a little bit, but that's number one. Number two is the Bleacher Report. Mike Freeman at the Bleacher Report has just written a massive article called Banned But Bountiful, Marijuana Coveted by NFL Players as an Invaluable Painkiller. And it interviews with the former Dirty Bird Jamal Anderson. He talks a lot. 49ers Anthony Davis. There are a lot of people kind of cited in here. And the big kind of their grabbing quote is, if they tested for marijuana in the season, there would not be an NFL.
It's pretty intense. That's a pretty bold statement.
It's a very bold statement. It's a very detailed article. And basically, it comes down to, and this isn't, and I can talk about this from another perspective from talking to a lot of the wrestlers, but it comes down to, would you rather have guys be addicted to painkillers, which is clearly worse for your body, clearly a worse for your life, just worse, or would you rather have them using marijuana as a painkiller substitute? And given where we are in society, et cetera. I just think the NFL has drawn such a line in the sand about marijuana in general that I don't think they can get away from it. But, you know, Mike Freeman interviewed for this article 16 players. And he said, though not selected for that reason, 15 of the 16 players I surveyed said they smoke pot. All described using it for medicinal purposes. Four also said for recreational reasons. All 15 said they smoke pot after games each week to ease the soreness and injuries. They describe smoking marijuana as calm the pain of sore ribs, a bruised thigh. None would say they purchase it or how much they smoke. They never smoke on a team's on premises, and that is it. One player, this guy sounds like a good time. One player described how after home games, his wife would always prepare the marijuana to smoke. They'd smoke it together, often while watching Game of Thrones.
Really? Interesting.
So just an interesting topic, and it's just something, you know, what do you guys think of this? I think it's pretty groundbreaking. They're saying it's at least 60% of the NFL. This is coming from players in the NFL. At least 60% of players in the game, and they think that's the bare minimum, are smoking right now in season every week.
Well, I thought they tested in season.
No, you get tested in April unless you're in the program.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They know when they're getting tested.
Well, that's no surprise. I've heard that in the NBA as well. Like they tell you exactly 32 days before.
NBA, I mean, they can't do it. They just can't. They know they can't do it.
Exactly.
They know they can't.
It is what it is.
So, yeah, so what do you guys think about that? We'll talk Russell Wilson. We'll talk about this article, and I'd urge everybody to go check it out right now. It's at Bleacher Report. If you go to bleacherreport.com, it is literally the top story there. I've also linked that article in my Twitter, so you can check it out there as well. But definitely, please, check it out. We got some things to talk about. Still to come on today's edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by those good folks at Liberty Ford. We have a lot to get to. We are going to hear from Brett Hundley. Remember him, the UCLA quarterback that some thought maybe the Browns should take a flyer on. We'll hear from him at 1:45. Had some good things to say about Xavier Cooper, Nate Orchard, and Danny Shelton. We can talk Cavs free agency. By the way, Mike Miller is back. So everybody who was nervous with their Mike Miller jerseys, fret no more. And we got that. We got After Further Review. A lot to get to here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.